Doctor Who, The Stones of Blood, Part 1. TARDIS side room. The TARDIS is hanging in space, in the space-time vortex. They have collected shrunken remains of Kallifax, converted it. Doctor, right. Let's put these two together and go find the third. Oh, I see. We struggle to see how the two irregular polygons fit together. Romana, here, let me do it. Doctor, what? Romana, I used to be rather good at puzzles. Doctor, puzzles? You can't call that a puzzle, do you? Don't call that a puzzle, do you? Romana succeeds in placing the base on one side. Romana, well, hardly complex enough to be called a puzzle, is it? Doctor, it certainly isn't. Romana, look, should we be getting on? We've only got two segments. Why don't you go and find out where our next destination is? Doctor, right, the doctor takes a tracer and goes towards the concert room. Doctor, Romana, I just decided to go and find out where the next dimension is. Romana, oh. Towards the concert room, Romana. Oh, see, well, Doctor, have I got the treated store for you, Romana? Romana, oh, see, really? Doctor, yes. Romana, oh, see, better than Kallifax, I hope. Doctor, oh, much better than Kallifax. You will love it. I promise you, you love it. Stone circle. Full moon rises. Well-raked stones in Oxfordshire. A group of robed figures, flaming torches. Enter druids. Calareach. A woman hands a goblet, balm. The priest kneels before the altar stone in the centre. Druids, Calareach. Priest goes to one of the stone. Pours the red contents of the goblet into a hollow. At the side of it, the lone glows, starts pulsing to a heartbeat. He adds the contents of the bowl, and the beat gets louder. Everyone backs away except the woman, who kneels with raised arms, Martha. Come on, great one, come. The time is near. TARDIS console room. The doctor goes to the closed door. Romana, oh, say, not yet, doctor. Oh, sorry, not yet. Not yet? What does she mean, not yet? What do you mean, not yet? Romana, oh, see, I'm not ready yet. Doctor, oh, sorry. Romana enters wearing a peach trainer suit, fashioned with a leather belt, what Daddy calls a skimper, a flat cap. Romana, well, how do I look? Doctor, without looking ravishing. Romana, that's not what I meant. I meant, would this do? Doctor, very nice. Oh, yes, very nicely. Should think set for those shoes. 4-inch heels and just a couple of straps to hold the sole to her feet. Romana, oh, I rather like them. Doctor, well, please yourself. I'm no fashion expert. Doctor, no. She leaves to change. There's a strange sound. Guardian. OC, beware the black guardian, Romana. What about these, Doctor? The guardian, OC, beware the black guardian. Romana, what? Doctor, what did it mean? Doctor, it's a warning and a reminder. Romana hangs platform, pink, purple platform shoes, the hat stand, follows the doctor into. TARDIS side room, Doctor. TARDIS side room. Doctor, I do wish I knew what you were talking about, Doctor. If she'd been meant to know it, he would have told her. Romana, what? Look, I only want to know about our mission. Doctor, what? Romana, after all, what would I do if something happened to you, Doctor? Something happened to me? Suppose you have a point. Yes, I don't really think it's fair. Romana, well, Doctor, Romana, you have not been sent on a mission by the President of the Supreme Council. Romana, what? Doctor, no, you weren't. No, but I saw, he told me. Well, what am I doing here? Doctor, the voice you just heard was heard, and the being you saw was in the shape of the President, was a white guardian, or, to be accurate, was a guardian light and time, as opposed to God and darkness, time that are called black guardian. It can be assumed as any shape or form they wish. Romana, just like the segment of the key. Doctor, yes, that's why our mission is so vital, Romana. The key of time is so powerful. and must not be allowed a fortnight hands of any one being, been broken up into six segments, the second scattered through the universe, skies of objects. Ramon, yes, I know that. But why don't, what I don't know is why. Doctor, because there are times when the forces are within the universe. I've set the cosmic planet so badly. Entire universe is danger of eternal chaos. And I suppose the key can prevent that. Doctor, that's what the White Guardian said. When it's fully assembled and activated, it stops everything. Do you remember everything? Doctor, yes. So that the White Guardian could restore the balance. Dr. Romana, I see. Suppose there's a time. They're approaching, but they're up to rapidly. K9 enters. Doctor, hello, K9. K9 Master. Doctor, hello, my dear old thing. My beep, beep, bleep. Romana, what's that? Doctor, that's your surprise. We've landed. TARDIS consult with Romana, where? Doctor, come here, whispers. Earth. Romana, Earth? Doctor, and fortune be pleased. Romana might have been pleased. Might have guessed your favourite planet. Doctor, how do you know that? Romana, oh, everybody knows that. But Doctor, I can't, didn't tell anybody that. Romana, I can't think why for the life of me. Doctor, you like it? It's pretty civilised on the whole. Romana, oxygen level good? Slight aqueous perspiration? Doctor, so you mean it's raining? Doctor, Romana, so it would appear. Doctor, oh well, that's what the locals call a soft day. Romana tucks the trace in the back of the belt. A doctor picks up a large monocle and a brother. Romana, oh really? Doctor, anyone for tennis? Romana, tennis? Doctor, yes, an English expression means anyone coming outdoors to get soaked. Romana, oh, canine master? Doctor, OC guard duty for you, canine. We don't know if their relatives are natives are friendly yet. Canine master? Romana, canine, what is tennis? Canine, lawn, real, lawn, or table? Mrs. Romana, never forget it. Never mind, forget it. Canine, forget, erase memory banks concerning tennis. Memory erased. Earthworks. TARDIS has parked itself, herself in a cart truck running through a grassy landscape, littered raised bumps, lumps and bumps of ancient archaeology. Romana starts using trace, it isn't raining. Doctor, you know, I believe it's going to be a nice day after all, Martha. So this Earth, is it? You froze here by the way, little bug. Doctor, yes, it's pretty, isn't it? Romana, well, the first segment can't be far away. It's over here, Doctor, let's go. Over on there are fresh holes in the turf where something has been dug out. Doctor, very strange. Romana, what is? Doctor, these are. Doctor, Romana, why strange? They're indentations. Obviously caused by something very heavy. Doctor, exactly. Romana, oh, probably some form of animal. Doctor, why? They don't have the very heavy elements around here. Just, it must weigh at least 3.5 tons. Romana, oh, more I should think. Doctor, would you? Romana, yes, by judging by the specific density of the ground here. The stilettos barely make a dent. Doctor, yes. You know, Romana, over here, there. Doctor, yes, that looks promising. It's the stones on the skyline. Doctor, let's go and have a look. Come on. Stone sample. Doctor, well, here we are. Yes, what do you think? Fascinating, huh? Romana, what is it? Doctor, well, it's a stone circle. Romana, I can see that. What's it for? Doctor, well, it's a sort of metaphysical temple. Come observatory. Romana, observatory? Just times, aren't they? Romana sits to rub her feet. Those shoes are very unsuitable for the terrain. Doctor, just stones? Yes, they're just stones. They're all aligned, various points of horizon, giving you sunrise. Moonlight at different times of the year. And I didn't realise people here were so primitive. Doctor, primitive? No, not now. Thousands of years ago when these were built. And I see. It's very old. It's very old, is it? Doctor, yeah, very and clever. There's so many stones you could even calculate eclipses. Doctor, I'm fascinating. Do you think one of those stones is the first segment? Doctor, I don't know. Try. A silver-haired lady leans across a stone to watch Romana. Ah, they're very odd. Nothing. Grasp. Emily. It's been surveyed, you know. Doctor, I beg your pardon, Emily. surveyed in a circle many times, Doctor. Oh, Emily. Oh, you noticed it, did you? Doctor, well, Emily. Amelia. Sorry. I always knew it was a matter of time before another professional came and noticed this discrepancy, so haven't I met you before, Professor? Doctor? Doctor. Emily. Amelia. Oh, Doctor, yes, of course, I was wonderful. Memory for faces. Photocotius. Doctor, Photocotius? Emilia, Photocotius, Cornish Photocotius. You read that paper on him in the Centurion of Princetown, or was it Cardiff? Oh, it was... What was that for, Limited Smith? Gold dreadful paper, complete bosh. Doctor, who are you? Emilia, Professor Emilia Rumford, author of the Bronze Age Burials in Gloucestershire. Doctor, oh, and a difficult work on the subject. Emilia, oh, that's too, you're too kind, Doctor, but of course, perfectly right. The survey of Dr. Brent Borlase in 1754 put you onto it. That's how I twigged, because when I came to compare the survey Dr. Borlase with the survey of the Reverend Thomas Bright, 1820, then two surveys in 1824 and 1911. That was obvious, wasn't it? Dr. Romana, what was obvious? Dr. I beg your pardon? That's my sister, Romana, Amelia. Oh, hello, Romana. Hello, Amelia. What a charming name. What's the orange in your wonder, Romana? Well, that is obvious, Professor Rumford. Amelia. As there was a miscount, my dear. Romana, miscount? Amelia. Oh, the stones, according to Dr. Barrees, the nine travellers were. Here, Romana, the nine travellers? Romana, oh, it's a local name for them. Romana, yes, there are more than nine stones. Amelia, curious, isn't it, Doctor? So it is. Romana, yes, Amelia, what? Doctor, dry bone, blood, and quite a lot of it. Almost as if something had its front cut. A tall woman, pink, trousers, brass and post, marker post. In the ground with the doctor's looking. Vivian, it probably did. Amelia. Oh, Vivian, doctor. My friend, Miss Vivian Fay. Doctor, how do you do? You move very quietly, Miss Fay. Did he approach? Vivian, I used to be a brown owl. Romana, really? Doctor, sort of leader of a brownie pack. Doesn't the blood upset you, then? Vivian, no, it's probably be just another sacrifice. Vivian moves off the measuring pole with firm light. Oh, no, I thought she told me Earth was civilised now. Doctor, shh, you mean there have been sacrifices before? Vivian, the bids are a bit primitive. Romana, the bids? Vivian, the British Institute of Juridic Studies. Nothing at all to do with the real Druids, of course. Past or present, but there's a group of them who will come regularly. They all wear white robes and wave bits of mistletoe, carved knives in the air. It's all very historic. Yeah, Professor Bumford. They set herself in a folding mat tramp stall. Amelia. Oh, I think you dismissed them a little too easily. Don't know why. Has there been trouble? Amelia, well, this leader, Mr. Devereux, is a very unpleasant man. Doctor, really? Vivian, yes, as a matter of fact, we thought you were one of those group. Don't know. So you don't have anything to do with them, then? Amelia, no more than we can help. All that mumbo-jumbo nonsense, no, Vivian, I contacting a topographical, geological, astrological, archaeological study of the site. Doctor, how would I see this, Mr. Devereux? Emilia, he lives over the hill, big house, Doctor. I think I'll look him up. Romana, what now? Doctor, yes. I mean, I warn you, Doctor, he doesn't like scientists. Doctor, well, few people do. My experience, well, by the way, over there, we noticed some indentations, the ground, made by something very heavy. Vivian, oh, it's probably one of the local farmers' moving equipment. Doctor, oh, very probably, yes. Over this way, you say? Emilia, yes, you can't miss it. Doctor, how far is it? Emilia, oh, only a couple of miles. Emilia, only? Doctor, well, I did warn you about those shoes. Oh, no, yes, you did. Emilia, yes, I see what you mean. They're not very practical, are they? Emilia, yes, well, I didn't realise, Doctor. She wouldn't be told. Look, I tell you what. Why don't you hang on here and stop off the way back and bring some boots, right? Oh, no, thank you. Doctor said, listen, keep an eye on those two. There's something very odd going on. Romana, right. Doctor, right. I won't be long. Goodbye. Doctor, Romana, bye. The doctor leaves. Vivian, no, typical. Romana, what? Vivian, typical male, stands you here in the middle of nowhere with two complete strangers that goes off somewhere enjoying himself. Mia, never mind. You'll help us with all the work while you're waiting. Romana, yes. Outside the stone circle. Doctor strides on over to the holes in the ground. Doctor, farm machinery. Stone circle. Romana is holding a tape measure to a measuring stick. Romania, is it that straight? Romania, yes. Romania, very, truly good. What does that make it? 28.9 meters? Romana, Romania, well, girls, let's have a breather. Take five, as they say, as crow screeches overhead and on one of the tall uprights. Romana, what's that? Vivian, don't be afraid, it's only a crow. Romana, oh, it looks evil. Temple. A man in a light robe lights a small incense of blazer. He sits on an altar with some mistletoe and a carved knife in his sheath. The various Kalarich, Kalarich, Kalarich. We've come to do your bidding, Martha. Oh, Kalarich, Kalarich, Kalarich. Crow rise, the veers. Kalarich, Kalarich, Kalarich. Your spirit fills us. The worshippers are your our brothers, your enemies are our enemies. Takes a knife out of his sheath. Euphrates, veers, death to the enemies of Kalarich. Now the death to the enemies of Kalarich. To the rise of Berry Row in Little Crompton. Goes through the gates, up the drive of Little Crompton Manor. Statue of Murphy stands on a cliff in a Kudo courtyard. He walks up to the door and rings the doorbell. Temple. The doorbell is heard here. De Villis, he's come. Oh, Kalarich, he comes, the one for sold. See, he puts the knife away. De Villiers, your time will come, oh, Kalarich. He puts the lid ablaze and removes his robe. A doorbell rings again, halfway. Halfway. De Villiers puts on his jacket and adjusts his tie. Dada, oh, see, anybody there? De Villiers, our friend's impatient. Let's keep him waiting. Andrews Hall, lovely period piece with a wooden staircase aiding up. An old table, chairs and carved settle, pale period portraits on the left wall, but some places where others have been removed, a chandelier converted to electricity. Told her, hello, are you home? Any home except us druids. Told her, read a label on one portrait. Dr. Thomas Belize, 1701 to 1754. Oh, that's a good doctor. Severe's, he surveyed the nine travellers. They probably know that already, Doctor. Dada, Mr. De Villiers? De Villiers, correct. Doctor, how did you know my name? De Villiers, it was very sad about Dr. De Villiers. Dada, what? De Villiers, but doesn't Professor Bumford tell you? Don't know. De Villiers, one of the stones fell on him. Just hoped he'd complete his survey. Don't know what? Maybe we should warn the professor. De Villiers, she's quite safe. What about them? De Villiers, those are being cleaned. One of them started rather fine, but Scottish painter Ramsay, Lady Magona McLean. Perhaps you've heard of her. Vivian McGorgon? We must be in Cornwall. Don't know, I'm afraid I haven't. De Villiers and McCombs owned this land. It's her home. House called it, including the light circle. Used to call the wicked Lady McCombs. Doctor, really? De Villiers, he's said to have murdered her husband on wedding night. Second empty space. Doctor, De Villiers, that's Mrs. Terouse. She's a close. She lived here for 60 years. Never saw a soul. Yep, that clinches it. Doctor, really? De Villiers, and there's a Brazilian lady, or would be if she were here. Senor Camilla. Doctor? Was there a Senor Camilla? Camilla? De Villiers, we don't. Doesn't seem to have survived the crossing from Brazil. But that doesn't let stand about in this hall. Doctor, come in. Let me offer you a glass of sherry. Doctor, yes, thank you. Thank you. I like that. They go into room on the right. Stone castle. There's a lot of crows in the air. Romana, they've been circling all afternoon. Emilia. All girls, well, girls, time to pack up. Thanks for all your help, Ramona. Fancy a mug of tea and some sandwiches? Run well, I. Vivian, please do. My cottage is just over the hill. Run, I think I'd better wait here. Well, Dr. Elwise, he doesn't know where I am. Amelia. Ah, well, please yourself, girl. But if you change your mind, we're not far away. Vivian, bring your friend along with you when he gets back. Am I all right? Vivian, good. See you later then. Amelia and Vivian leaves. Ramona gets a trace of walk around the stones without a single click. Study Raven sits on a perch while they slip at their sherry. Doctor, that's rather an unpleasant little pet, isn't it? Devere's is not exactly what you call pet, Doctor. Doctor, you know, Mr. Devere's? You never told me how you knew my name. Devere's, didn't I, Doctor? Doctor, no. Devere's, you never told me what your interest in the circle is. Doctor, that's true. Looking for something. Devere's, what? Doctor, part of a key. Devere's, a key to what? Doctor, oh, it's just a key. It's been mislaid. Tell me, you're not really a druid, are you? Devere's, not in the conventional sense. No, but I haven't stewed the druidic law. Doctor, that must be very boring. Devere's, boring? What do you mean, Doctor? Well, I mean, there's so little that historical reliable, is it? Is there? I don't mention Julius Caesar Tacitus. No, no great detail. Well, he thought that Druidism was founded by John Aubrey in the 17th century. The joke. He had a great sense of humour, John Aubrey. Devere's is no laughing matter. Dada, oh, well, that's a pity. What's your interest in the stones? Devere's, the stones are sacred. Doctor, to whom? Devere's, to one who is mighty, all powerful, to the goddess. To the goddess? What goddess is that? Devere's, he is the many names of Guru. Nefertitim, Kalarich. Doctor, Celtic, of course. Devere's, goddess of war, death and magic. Beware, the raven or the crow, Doctor. They are Devere's. Doctor, to quote it for raven. You wouldn't believe that, do you? Don't believe that, do you? Devere's, I've seen her power. Come. Doctor, come. Figure dressed in a blown mask, a feathered costume, please. Doctor walks around Devere's and hits him on the back of the neck. It all goes black for the doctor. Devere's, his blood is still warm. I know what to do. Stone circle. Doctor, oh, see Ramona? Ramona, doctor, where have you been, doctor? But there's no one there. Ramona, doctor, you're right. My throws away shoe, goes off barefoot for the wildflowers. Cliff edge. Doctor, oh, see Ramona, Ramona. She rides at the edge of the cliff. The sign says dangerous. Cliff, edge unsafe. Ramona looks down into the edge of rocks and rolling water below. Ramona, doctor, where are you? Ramona, O.C. Doctor, O.C. Ramona. Ramona, doctor, what's the matter? We don't see why. Ramona sits back from something and steps over the cliff with a scream.